Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
And we'll begin with the Irish Independent. The main photograph: Slovakia's PM fights for life after being shot. The photograph is of emergency services rushing Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico to hospital after he was shot in an assassination attempt. They say leaving the leader fighting for his life. The news overnight from Slovakia is that he's no longer fighting for his life, thankfully. But frightening scenes, frightening to see happen in Europe. And what I was struck by watching the footage, all the security around him, clearly a very protected man with lots of men in suits who are security guards, and still allegedly a 71-year-old man is able to shoot the Prime Minister. As we say, thankfully, no longer fighting for his life, but still in a very serious condition. Main story on the front of the Irish Independent is that Gardaí sent 6 migrants back to Belfast on one-way train tickets after they tried to cross the border from the north. 50 migrants were returned to the UK from the Republic in the last 7 months, according to new Garda figures. And also, this issue cropped up at the Fianna Fáil meeting last night, a meeting of TDs and senators, where, according to the Irish Independent, the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, is said to have told the meeting that the number of asylum seekers coming to Ireland this year has exploded. You would wonder, Fianna Fáil TDs and senators out canvassing for councillors and MEPs, if they're being confronted with this issue on the doorsteps of migration and bringing that back to the party when they meet on a Tuesday night. The Irish Times has a big opinion poll. Simon Harris will be interested in this one. Support for Sinn Féin slumps as Fine Gael rebounds. Now, they have pledged that they'll run the full term of government, but you never know when an election could be called, and they'll certainly be looking at the polls. And the news today is that Sinn Féin support has slumped again while there's been a recovery for Fine Gael, which is now level with Sinn Féin. So Sinn Féin always storming ahead in the polls the last year or two. Now Fine Gael on par with Sinn Féin, according to the latest Irish Times opinion poll. Support for independents, Fianna Fáil and most smaller parties is steady since the last poll in February. And then voters were asked, so Sinn Féin 23%, Fine Gael 23%, Fianna Fáil 20%. Voters were asked what combination of parties they would prefer to form the next government, and the most popular option was to continue with the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael Green combination. That was nominated by 33% of voters. A government led by Sinn Féin without Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael was chosen by 20% of voters. So this will give Simon Harris a boost, and the Irish Times says that it will be deeply worrying for Sinn Féin. And for some reason, Sinn Féin support is falling again. They had a decline of 6 points in the last poll in February, and this time round, they're down by 5 points. The Irish Daily Mail: Europe on edge after pro-Russian Slovak PM is gunned down. They're looking at the wider European issue, saying that the bloc, the EU bloc, is on edge after this Prime Minister was gunned down. And then the front of the Irish Examiner goes with the good news from IBM that they are creating 800 jobs. The Examiner says that the country's beleaguered tech sector has been given a boost with news that 800 jobs are being created by IBM in Cork, Dublin and Waterford. A big push for AI with these roles. And this is bucking the global IT trend, where we're seeing globally layoffs in the IT sector, and here in Ireland, 800 jobs are being created. The Irish Sun: Maddie suspect told me he'd kill me. An Irish woman, Hazel Behan, told a court Madeleine McCann's suspect, Christian Bruckner, raped her at knife point after telling her, "Don't effing scream or I'll kill you." Also, the front of the Irish Daily Mirror: I feared Bruckner would kill me. That's on several of the tabloids this morning on the front pages. Inside then, another morning where we have an attack on a politician. It feels like it's every day now. The Irish Times tells us a Green Party councillor has told of how she was hit and threatened while out canvassing and hanging posters in Dublin. Janet Horner, well-known Green Party councillor, said she was canvassing on North Circular Road last week when she was approached by an irate man who threw her posters across the road and lunged at her when she tried to stop him. And she says he was roaring, he was very confrontational, he was saying, "We don't want your Green Party SH1T around here. Dublin 1 is for the far right. He said, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. At this stage, it was dark, and I don't think he fully realised that he was talking to the person whose face was on the poster, but it may have dawned on him as he was shouting. Pascal Donoghue will be on News Talk Breakfast, and one of the issues he'll be discussing is abuse of politicians. It's getting very serious indeed. The Irish Daily Mail tells us that for £6, you can buy a cheap device that silences your seatbelt alarm. It's amazing. There are people out there who still drive around or are passengers in cars who don't wear their seatbelt. And rather than putting the seatbelt on, they want to buy these devices that stop the beeping, that tells you that your seatbelt isn't on. And drivers have been warned not to risk their lives for cheap €6 devices sold in Ireland that quieten seatbelt alarms. Recent figures have shown 25% of people who died in collisions last year didn't have their seatbelt on, and Senior Gardaí are criticising the lengths that some drivers will go to in order to avoid wearing their seatbelt. Apparently you can buy, according to the Daily Mail, online in Dublin, a device which is advertised as a beep stopper for €6.67. Which is a lot of hassle rather than just sticking on your seatbelt. I have heard of other people who click their seatbelt in and then sit on top of it rather than putting their seatbelt on. So they click in the seatbelt, sit on top of it because they don't want the beeping, but also they don't want to wear their seatbelt for some reason. I'm not sure why. Finally, if you're going on your holidays this summer, there could be bad news from the Telegraph. People are being braced for a wave of flight cancellations this summer because of the safety crisis at Boeing. Airlines are scrambling to secure enough planes for the summer holidays, and Avia Solutions has warned that European airlines were likely to slim down their schedules over the summer because there's a slowdown in deliveries of new planes because of the Boeing mid-air blowout. There are safety concerns. And this Avia Solutions, which is based in Dublin, by the way, says we're seeing what they would call super demand. The last time there was anything like this was when traffic rebounded after 9/11. So a big scramble to try and find planes, it would seem. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place. You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.